many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering men 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. Here we are again with another broadcast for you. I'm surely glad that the Lord has a place for each of us to work in His kingdom. Another good thing about working for God is that God sets the members in the body as it pleases Him. In other words, He gives special talents and abilities of His own choosing. Then He qualifies and sends those who have a willing heart to obey His voice. Aren't you glad the Lord didn't leave you out when He made the plan of salvation? The call is for whosoever will. You see, that included me too, and it includes you, if you will choose to have it so. I want to tell you what I've chosen to speak on. Perhaps it is a little unusual, but there's quite a bit in the Bible concerning hypocrites. Of all the people whom Jesus rebuked so sharply, it was the hypocrites. A hypocrite is someone who professes to be something which he really isn't. In other words, he is pretending. Sometimes folks put on a real good pretense, but you know we don't fool the Lord. He is acquainted with all of our ways, and He knows just what is in our hearts. Furthermore, we're going to reap our reward as to what we really are, and not what folks think we are. Listen to this scripture from Job 8 and beginning with verse 11. Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in his greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. Notice especially that it says the hypocrite's hope shall perish. Whatever anticipation or hope a hypocrite has of making heaven, it will come to naught. The world may praise him highly, and he may have the honor of men, but if he really isn't sincere from the depths of his heart, his hope will be cut off. Notice also that one of these verses mentions a spider's web. Did you ever notice a spider as it swung by a thin, silver-looking web from the corner of a barn or a tree? He first begins with just one thread, but before long he crisscrosses these threads, and sometimes his web is just real fantastic. Some spider webs are shaped like a wheel, and others are dome-shaped. Now, of course, one reason a spider weaves his web is to catch his prey. All a fly needs to do is just whiz by that corner where that web is and get his wings tangled in a little corner of it. Isn't it amazing how the spider makes it so strong? This is a special gift from nature, but anyway, the more the fly struggles, the more he becomes entangled in that web. Eventually, when the fly reaches the point of exhaustion, the spider closes in for the kill. Isn't this so true with a hypocrite? He fabricates a beautiful structure. It might even be pleasing to the eye, but his life is just like a spider's web. It will not stand in the day of judgment. Think of what happens to the spider's web when the good lady of the house comes through and sees that web up in the corner of her ceiling. a few quick swipes of the broom, and that spider's web is gone. Now, with these thoughts in mind, let me give you these two verses again from Job. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. Job 20:5 speaks of the hypocrite in this way. The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment. Jesus pointed out a few characteristics of hypocrites. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. And again, Jesus said it this way, and when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But listen how Jesus said it when he really became moved because of the Pharisees who were hypocrites. This scripture is found in Luke 11:43-44. Woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye love the uppermost seats in the synagogues and greetings in the markets. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are as graves which appear not, and the men that walk over them are not aware of them. I say, it is time that folks really get down to business for the Lord. He knows what is in your heart anyway. And if inwardly you have envy, malice, and hatred, and all the while you are putting on a good front, professing to serve the Lord, God knows all about this too. Repent of every evil thing in your heart, and let the blood of Christ cleanse you from every trace of hypocrisy. Now listen to this poem entitled, Mr. Skeptical's Experience, Part 1, How He Became an Infidel. Since the question you have asked me, why it is I don't believe, I will give a candid answer, though your feelings it may grieve. Oft when young I read my Bible and its teaching sounded plain, but I looked for their reflection in professors oft in vain. Father was a strict professor, went to church without restraint, but at home a perfect terror, weekday sinner, Sunday saint. Deacon Puff, in tone sublime, was esteemed a power in prayer, but would cheat a man in business, oft get mad and sometimes swear. Sister Try-To, so they called her, living just across the way, talked like fury of her neighbors, lost her temper every day. Once I went to a class meeting just to hear what they would say. Here they talked of tribulations in a sad and doleful way. Said they did the things they shouldn't, left undone what they should do, but they hoped to get the wages that were to the faithful due. Talked about their good desires, crooked paths and wanderings too, hopes of dodging wrath eternal when at last their trials were through. My, I thought, if that's religion, guess that I've got it too, for as sure as I'm a sinner, that is just the way I do. Neighbor partisan on Sunday, like a saint to God would pray for the coming of his kingdom, but would act the other way. Stuart Filthy talked with pathos of the heathen's bitter woe, but his money for tobacco 10-1 would yearly go. Sister Pride, they called her sister, willful spurned her vows aside, and adorned in gold and satin, sought in state to heaven ride. If the joys and satisfaction in religion so abound, can you tell me why professors at the stage and dance are found? Why the theater and circus claim so oft a larger share than the missionary meeting and the place of public prayer? If by free will giving only, as the Bible oft declares, you should meet your church expenses, quench your frolics and your fares. By the tricks and strange proceedings you employ your gold to seek, we outsiders are persuaded that your God is very weak. Plotted seeking, pleasure loving, heedless of the poor man's cry. Many ministers are famous for their powers on chicken pie. I have fished and hunted with them, listened to their stories droll, but they seldom ever hinted at the peril of my soul. To my mind, the Bible teaches certain things that man must do to inherit life eternal and receive a spirit new. But professors by their actions give to all of this the lie, so I am an unbeliever. Now you have the reasons why. Selected. And now let us pray. Our gracious Father, thou who dost know the hearts of all men, we come before thee humbly asking for the blessings from heaven, not only upon our own souls, but for each listener of the broadcast. Should there be those who are only professing and not really straight in their lives, have mercy upon them and spare them until they can truly repent. And thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you hear this broadcast for the first time, or if you've heard it many times and have never written us, do let us hear from you. We'd like to know if the message is proving a blessing to you. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma.
When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days, all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy.
Until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy saying, may the Lord's richest blessings be with each of you, and a very cheerful goodbye.
My life, and I shall dwell in the house of the at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall